Sir, your gloves.
Not mine. My gloves are on.
Why then, this may be yours, for this is but one.
Can you see it? Aye, hear it me. It's mine. Sweet ornament, the deck's a thing divine. Ah, Sylvia, Sylvia.
Madam Sylvia, Madam Sylvia.
Oh, now, sirrah.
She's not within hearing, sir.
I say, who bade you call her?
Your worship, sir, or else I mistook.
Well, you'll still be too forward.
And yet I was laughing for being too slow.
Go to, sir. Tell me, do you know Madam Sylvia?
She that your worship loves.
Why, how know you that I am in love?
Married by these special marks. First, you have learned, like Sir Proteus, to wreathe your arms like a malcontent, to relish a love song like a robin redbreast, to walk alone like one that has the pestilence, to sigh like a schoolboy that has lost his ABC, to weep like a young wench that has buried her grandam, to fast like one that takes diet, to watch like one that fears robbing, to speak puling like a beggar at the halimut. You were once, when you laughed, to crow like a cock. When you walked, to walk like one of the lions. When you fasted, it was presently after dinner. When you looked sadly, it was for want of money. And now you are metamorphosed with a mistress, that when I look on you, I can hardly think you my master.
How are all these things perceived in me?
Aha, they are all perceived without you.
Without me, they cannot.
Without you? Nay, that's certain. For without you are so simple, none else would. But you are so without these follies, that these follies are within you. And shine through you like the water in your urinal. But not an eye that sees you, but the physician to comment on your malady.
But tell me, dost thou know my Lady Sylvia?
She that you gaze on so, she sits at supper.
Dost thou observe that? Even she, I mean.
Why, sir, I know her not.
Dost thou know her by my gazing on her, and yet knowest her not?
Is she not half favoured, sir?
Not so fair, boy, as well favoured.
Sir, I know that well enough.
What dost thou know?
She is not so fair as of you well favoured.
I mean that her beauty is exquisite, but her favour infinite.
That is because the one is painted, and the other as will count.
How painted, and how out of count?
Marry, sir, so painted to make her fair that no man counts of her beauty.
How esteemest thou me? I account of her beauty.
You never saw her since she was deformed.
How long has she been deformed?
Ever since you loved her.
I have loved her ever since I saw her, and still I see her beautiful.
If you love her, then you cannot see her.
Why?
Because love is blind. Oh, that you had mine eyes. Your own eyes had the light they will want to have when you chid at Sir Proteus for going ungartered.
What should I see then?
Your own present folly and her passing deformity. For he, being in love, cannot see to garter his hose. And you, being in love, cannot see to put on your hose.
Belike then, boy, you were in love. For last morning, you could not see to wipe my shoes.
True, sir. I was in love with my bed. I thank you, you swinged me for my love, which makes me the bolder to chide you for yours.
In conclusion, I stand affected to her.
I would you were sat, so your affection would cease.
Last night, she enjoined me to write some lines to one she loves.
Have you?
I have.
Are they not lamely written?
No, boy. But as well as I could do them. Peace. Here she comes.
Oh, excellent motion. Oh, exceeding puppet. Now will he interpret to her.
Madam and mistress, a thousand good morrows.
Oh, give ye good even. Here's a million of manners.
Sir Valentine and servant. To you, 2,000.
He should give her interest, and she gives it him.
As you enjoined me, I have writ your letter unto the secret, nameless friend of yours, which I was much unwilling to proceed in, but for my duty to your ladyship.
I thank you, gentle servant. It is very clerkly done.
Now trust me, madam, it came hardly off. For being ignorant to whom it goes, I writ at random, very doubtfully.
Oh, perchance you think too much for so much pains.
No, madam. So it said you, I will write, please you command, 1,000 times as much. And yet...
A pretty period. Well, I guess the sequel. And yet, I will not name it. And yet I care not. And yet take this again. And yet I thank you. Meaning henceforth to trouble you no more.
And yet you will, and yet another yet.
What means your ladyship? Do you not like it?
Yes. Yes. The lines are very quaintly writ. But since unwillingly, take them again. Nay, take them.
Madam, there for you.
You read them, sir, at my request, but I will none of them. They are for you. I would have had them read more movingly.
Please, I'll write your ladyship another.
And when it is read, for my sake, read it over. And if it please you, so. If not, why so?
If it please me, madam, then...
Why, if it please you, take it for your labor. And so good morrow, servant.
Unseen, inscrutable, invisible, has a nose on a man's face or a weathercock on a steeple. My master suits to her, and she hath taught her suitor, he being her pupil, to become her tutor. Oh, excellent device, was there ever heard a better, that my master being scribe to himself should write the letter.
Come now, sir, what are you reasoning with yourself?
Nay, I was rhyming. Tis you that have the reason.
To do what?
To be a spokesman for Madame Sylvia.
For whom?
For yourself. Why she woos you by a figure?
What figure?
By a letter, I should say.
Why she has not written to me?
What needs you and just made you write to yourself? Why, do you not perceive the jest?
No, believe me.
No believing you indeed, sir. But did you perceive her honest?
She gave me none except an angry word.
He has given you a letter.
That's the letter I writ to her friend.
And that letter has she delivered. And there an end.
I would it were no worse.
I warrant you, tis as well. For often have you writ to her, and she in modesty, or else for want of idle time could not again reply, or fearing else some messenger that might her mind discover, herself hath taught her love himself to write unto her lover. All this I speak in print, for in print I found it. Why muse you, sir? Tis dinner time.
I have dined.
Aye, but hearken, sir. Those that can be here love can feed on the air. I am one that's nice by my victuals and would fain have meat. Oh, be not like your mistress. Be moved. Be moved.